queer or queer? Would you ever use that?
No.
Have you heard that word?
Yes, Yes, I've heard that word.
You've heard people say?
She acts queer.
What does it mean when you say someone acts queer?
I guess they mean they don't want to be bothered with. Sometimes they don't feel like being bothered with anybody.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Yes, It's mostly she act funny today.
What does queer mean now?
I guess it means the same thing.
Have you heard the word queer meaning homosexual?
No, I haven't.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, he's going to do things his way.
Yes.
You call him?
Hard-headed.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Just any little thing, you say he's...
Touchy, very touchy. I'm not supposed to joke with him.
And you say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
angry.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them to just...
be cool.
Or just keep...
keep your cool.
And... if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Restless or something. Very tired.
Or you say, I'm just completely...
worn out.
And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had a lot of small children in the back seat and they kept asking you if you were there yet and when they were going to get there, and you'd say, well...
shut up and be quiet.
Okay, we'll be there.
In a few minutes.
Do you ever say bye and bye?
I have never said what it's been said, though.
How have you heard that said?
We'll be there. No, I haven't heard that when we said, but I.
Yeah.
I must have read about it.
Say if a person had been well, then suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
when did it happen?
That they, what, sick?
Took sick.
And if a person had gone out in the rain and had come in sneezing and everything, you'd say he went out in bad weather and he...
catching a cold.
Or if that had happened, he went out in bad weather and he...
caught a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded a little... if it affected his voice, he sounded...
hoarse.
And if you did that, you have a...
very soft voice.
Or, what do you say?
A queer.
Well, if something gets caught in your throat, you...
cough.
And say if usually you went to bed at 10 o'clock and one night you stayed up till 1 o'clock, by about 1 o'clock you'd be feeling pretty...
tired.
Or...
sleepy.
And you say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll...
get up.
Or before you get up, you have to...
wake up.
And you say, he's still sleeping, you better go in there and...
Wake him up.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say that they're...
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
been sweating.
Or look how much I did what...
sweat it.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
horizon.
Any other name for that?
A ball.
Okay. What's the stuff that drains out?
You call it pus.
And in a blister?
Water.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth around it.